In the New Testament readings, we've been looking at Matthew chapter 22 and a lot of the parables that that Jesus taught. And I'm going to pick up the scripture in Matthew 22 at verse 34 through 46. In this parables in Matthew 24, Jesus cursed the fig tree. He cleared the temple of the money changers. He went in there and they were just doing crazy things in the temple, so and he cleared them out. Don't defile the house of God. Jesus cursed the fig tree is one of the parables, and then the authority of Jesus is a challenge. The story of two sons, the story of the evil farmer, oh, that's in 21, and the great feast in 22, and taxes. Who do you pay taxes to? And they said, give me the coin. What's on the coin? It was Caesar. Well, get Jesus to give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and give unto God what is God. And then he also talked about the resurrection, and we pick it up with the subtitle is The Most Important Commandment. New Living Translation says this, but when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, with this reply they thought up a fresh question of their own to ask him. And one of them, an expert in religious law, tried to trap him with this question, Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? And Jesus replied, if you have a red letter edition, you'll see these are the words that are attributed to Jesus. He replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. A second, equally important, love your neighbor as yourself. And all the other commandments and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. And then they wanted to know whose son is the Messiah. Then surrounded by Pharisees, Jesus asked them a question. What do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he? They replied, well, he's the son of David. And then Jesus responded, then why does David, speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, call him Lord? For David said, the Lord said to my Lord, set in honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies beneath your feet. And Jesus said, since David called him Lord, how can he be his son at the same time? And no one could answer him. And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. They were always trying to trick Jesus. And one of the beauty parts about the way Jesus taught, he always asked a question and then answered with a question.